Well, the Navy, the national broadcaster, and the twerkers from Woolloomooloo. What a mess this is. The ABC has now apologised to the Governor-General, David Hurley, for its massive stuff-up while covering the launch of a new ship, the HMAS Supply. They've admitted to editing footage to make it look like the Governor-General was looking on in horror at this dance troupe, a very risque dance troupe performing at the beginning of the event. One shot showed 101 Doll Squadron twerking and gyrating, and you've seen the video. Then it showed David Hurley looking like he'd just seen a ghost. The problem was he wasn't there to see the dancers. He simply wasn't present. He rocked up after the performance. Now, in its apology, the ABC says, our reporting team initially believed they were present. Well, their reporting team is pretty crook because they were shown the footage of the event. And because a government MP had said that they were present. They're trying to throw Liberal MP Philip Thompson under the bus. Come on. Having spent countless thousands of hours in television edit suites in my 30-odd years, I know how this stuff works. You've either got a tape, a disc, or a file of vision. It's in chronological order. To actually edit that together, they would have had to go and say, to the four-minute mark of the file, put in the dance, and then they would have had to fast-forward all the way to about 30 minutes to find a shot of the Governor-General. That wasn't a mistake. That is not a mistake. It was deliberate and damaging. 101 Doll Squadron's director, Maya Sheridan, says the dancers are very disappointed at the ABC's deceptive editing. Well, they sucked us all in because we believed that they had edited appropriately, truthfully. Well, they didn't. Those girls, though, can I just say this? They must feel the weight of the world on their shoulders at the moment. Girls, you did well. That's what you do. It's just that both the Defence Department and the ABC has mishandled the entire event.